Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，早安。
Why don't we start our morning today with a word of prayer?
我们今天早晨，我们开始有点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to worship you and thank you again this morning.
天父，我们早晨要再来感谢你，赞美你，敬拜你。
Every day that we have breath and we have life, we know it's because of your grace and mercy.
我每天都因着你的恩典和怜悯，我们有气息存活在地上。
We thank you for this opportunity you have given us this morning that we can take your table and be reminded of the life that you have given us in Christ.
我们感谢你今天早晨让我们能够有锅饼，能够纪念你，这是你赐给我们的生命。
And we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that we can hear your words this morning.
我们也感谢你今天早晨我们机会来听你说话。
You know that is the word, that is the bread of life that we crave.
因为这是我们所渴求的生命的粮。
We pray that you can open up our hearts and direct our hearts towards you.
我们祷告你能够开我们的心，引导我们的心向着你。
Pray that your words may be spoken into our hearts and do its work.
愿你的话能够向我们的心来说话，能够成就他的工作。
We put this time into your hands.
我们把这样的时间交在主的手里。
And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
So I hope you guys all are doing well and had a good table service for those who were able to do so.
是我们盼望你今天早晨有好的擘饼聚会，那你们也都非常平安。
I just wanted to share this morning a little testimony about illness.
我今天想要做一些见证，就是有关疾病。
So back in March, there was a time during this epidemic when I got very, very sick.
因为在三月那时候呢，我自己本身病得非常严重。
There was a time when I was extremely afraid of getting coronavirus, but even more so, I was extremely afraid of giving it to somebody else.
因为我实在很怕得到那新冠病毒，但我也更怕把这个病传染给别人。
Thank the Lord, I tested negative, and I trust that He healed me and delivered me.
我感谢主，因为我经过测试之后并没有得到新冠病毒，所以我也感谢主救了我。
I think that was a testimony, after praying of the Lord's grace and mercy that he gave to me.
我想这是在我祷告之后主向我显现他的怜悯和恩典。
Of course, it's a grace and mercy that he extends to all of us as well.
我想这也是他把这个恩典和怜悯能够加在我们众人身上。
You know, I think it was also a reminder to me though of my mortality.
因为这也 提醒也给我一个提醒，就是人是必死的。
Moses writes in Psalm 90 verse 10.
因为摩西在诗篇90篇第十节这样说。
The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength, 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone, and we fly away.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
That's an inevitable path that all of us will face sooner or later.
因为这是我们迟早要面对一个，而且是不可避免的一个路。
Despite modern medicine, we still haven't solved the problem of our mortality.
虽然我们现在有新的科学、新的医学的进步，但是仍然没有解决这个人必死这个问题。
I think this pandemic has reminded us of that, and hit home on that point.
我想这一次的疫情的灾害更让我们更提醒我们这一点。
You know, in addition to physical illness, it's also a reminder to us of our spiritual illness.
但是除了我们身体上会生病，我想我们也被提醒，我们灵里面也会生病。
As we know, in our spirit we are sinful, and judgment is inevitable as well.
因为我们知道我们都是罪人，而那个审判是避免不了的。
Jesus reminds us in Matthew 10:28.
因为主耶稣在马太福音10:28提醒我们。
And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的不要怕他们，唯有能把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的正要怕他。
So of course, the Lord reminds us that we ought not to fear the bodily death, but we ought to fear our spiritual judgment, when we stand before the Lord.
因为这里主提醒我们说，那个杀身体的我们不用怕，但是 能把灵魂捏在地狱里的，我们要怕他。
On the other hand, the judgment, the Lord's return, is not something that we should fear.
但是另外从另外角度来看，当主回来审判的时候，并不是我们应该惧怕的。
In fact, it's something that we long for. It's something that is necessary.
事实上，那是我们所渴慕的，而且那个审判是必要有的。
As we see all the injustice in this world, as we see all the suffering in this world, especially during this time,
我们看到在特别在这个时候，我们看到世界上的不公不义和所有人的在受苦。
It is what the world and all of us desires. It brings forth judgment. Will bring forth this long for justice and redemption.
因为我想，不仅是我们，而且世人都这样渴慕，就是能够有一个公义的审判临到这世上。
Paul writes in Romans 8:23.
因为保罗在罗马书第八章第十三节这样说，
二十三节 And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit grown inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies.
I got that verse, I'm sorry. 罗马书八章二十三节不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
So not only the entire, not just us who are believers, but the entire world eagerly awaits this day.
所以不仅我们信徒，而且整个世界也都渴慕等候这个日子。
But just as we need God's physical healing, we also need His spiritual healing.
所以不仅是我们需要神在我们身体上医治我们，我们也需要神在我们的灵里面来医治我们。
We know that given our sin, we can't stand before Him in judgment.
因为我们确实知道，因着我们的罪，我们不能够站在他面前接受审判。
There's nothing good in us that makes us able to be able to pass this judgment.
因为在我们身上没有任何良善叫我们能够通过这个审判考验。
But for us who are believers, and even for any friends listening who don't know the Lord yet,
但是对我们信主而言，而且对这些你们这些朋友正在听福音的朋友而言，
the gospel message is that Jesus Christ received what He did not deserve to pay for what we do deserve.
因为这福音的信息就是告诉我们说，主耶稣基督所受的是他不应该受的，而他所受的是我们应当受的。
But because of Christ, both complete justice and complete mercy was done.
但是正是因为主耶稣，所以那完全的公义和完全的审判就成就了。
1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 writes,
约翰一书第四章第十七节、十八节这样说，
By this is love perfected with us.So that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as He is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love.
约翰一书四章十七、十八节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何。我们在这世上也如何，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
We thank the Lord for this love that He has lavished upon us.
我们感谢主，他把这个爱浇灌下来。
That we can have confidence that even though we are sinners, we take His, He has given us His grace and mercy.
所以我们有这个确信，就是虽然我们是罪人，但是主的恩典和怜悯临到了我们。
So now how do we live?
所以我们应该如何活呢？
Now God gives us physical healing as we are reminded of.
因为神是医治我们的身体的神，这是我们刚才被提醒的。
But even more so, He gives us spiritual salvation.
但是更重要的是，他也使我们灵里面得到拯救。
So He reminds us of our physical mortality.
所以他提醒我们，我们身体上会死。
But he also reminds us of our spiritual immortality.
但是神也提醒我们，我们的灵可以永远活着。
But that immortality matters even today.
但是在今天我们发现这个永远活着是更重要的事。
We should live our current life with the perspective of the eternal.
因为我们应当带着有永远的眼光来活我们现当下的生活。
You might remember from last summer's WCCC, Dana Condon's point, to have the eternal point of view.
我想也许你们记得说在去年的西岸特会 ,Dana Condon 弟兄有讲到这个永远的这个眼光。
He called it the EPOV.
因为他称这叫 EPOV。
So during this time, when we're reminded of, the passing transient nature of that we live in,
我们现在真是被提醒说我们所活的这个世代是如何的短暂过去。
Can we live this life with an EPOV?
我们可不可以说带着一个永远的眼光来活当下的生活？
In 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9,
在提摩太后书
chapter 1 verse 9,
提摩太后书第一章第九节
Paul writes, Who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began.
提摩太后书第一章第九节，神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
So we know God has saved us not just for the life to come, but to give us a calling for the life now.
所以我们看见神救我们，不仅是为着将来来世，而也是为着今世。
And we know that life is more than the physical.
因为我们知道生命比身体更重要。
I've asked myself, am I just seeking the things in this world?
因为我常问我自己，我是不是只是在追求这世上的事情？
Whether it be money, success, pleasure,
是金钱吗？是成功吗？或者是个人的喜乐？
Or am I seeking the Lord himself?
还是我在追求主自己？
Matthew 6:25 and 33, Jesus writes,
马太福音第六章三十三节，耶稣主这样说
Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
马太福音六章二十五节，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
Verse 33, But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
第三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
So Jesus reminds us that life is more than food, it's more than clothing.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，生命比衣服比饮食和衣裳更重要。
It's more than the physical things in this life.
因为生命比这个在这个世上这些物质上的东西更重要。
Our brothers have shared in the last couple of weeks and months.
我们弟兄们在前几次都有在交通。
The reminder for us to repent before the Lord.
因为弟兄们提醒我们要向着主来悔改。
To rearrange our priorities.
要把我们的优先次序重新调整。
And to draw near to the Lord.
能够更来亲近神。
We've also been reminded to have an attitude to not fear the world.
那我们也被提醒说我们不应当惧怕这个世界。
We should not fear the enemy.
我们不需要惧怕仇敌。
But rather we should fear God.
我们乃是应当敬畏惧怕神。
Just as Christ in the boat reminded us.
正如主耶稣在那船上所提醒我们的。
In Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6,
在申命记三十一章
it writes, Be strong, 31章, Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you.
申命记三十一章第六节，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕。也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去， 他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
You know, this attitude of not living, not seeking after the things in this world and not being afraid.
我想这个态度就是说不需要惧怕这世界，不要追求这世上的事。
It was exhibited by some of our predecessors.
因为我们之前很多弟兄姐妹已经显出这样的性格。
During the Roman era, there were several plagues in the first and the fourth centuries.
因为在罗马国的时候呢，那时候一开始有很多瘟疫。
Pandemics, essentially.
也是一个流行的疾病。
In the year 165, up to a third of the population died.
在主后165年的时候，有几乎三分之一的人死于这个瘟，死于那时候的瘟疫。
And in the Roman Empire, bodies were thrown into the streets out of fear.
因为在罗马帝国那时候人都很惧怕，所以他们就把那生病而死的人就丢在街上。
However, Christians at that time, they provided for their own brothers and sisters.
但是那时候的基督徒却为他们的弟兄姊妹有预备。
And they even provided for pagans.
他们甚至为着那些外邦的异教徒也预备生活的所需。
Of course, I do want to note that this needs to be done with wisdom.
当然，我们知道我们要这样做的时候必须要带着智慧。
One might say,First wash your hands, then wash your brother's feet.
我想我可以这么说，首先把你自己的手洗干净，然后再洗你弟兄的脚。
But at that time, even Emperor Julian at that, who was not a believer, noted that the Christians were taking care of the pagan poor.
在那个时候，甚至罗马的皇帝朱利安，他也注意到他自己不是信主，但他也注意到基督徒甚至为了那些异教徒来服侍他们。
He thought that was shameful for them.
因为这个皇帝觉得说基督徒这样做是很羞愧的。
Shameful for the pagans.
因为罗马的皇帝觉得说异教徒真是为基督徒这个行为会需要感到羞愧。
But it led to a tremendous growth in the faith.
但是呢，基督徒这个行为使得基督的信仰大大的加增。
The pagans saw this and wanted to become believers as well to know the Lord.
因为那些异教徒看见基督徒的行为，就愿意想要来更多认识主、接受主。
Those Christians, they were unafraid.
但是我们看到那些基督徒，他们并不惧怕。
They knew that their lives in this world were passing away, but they had an eternal point of view.
因为他们非常清楚他们的地上的生命会过去，但是他们已经有一个永远的生命。
And this EPOV transformed their lives.
而这个永远的眼光改变了他们在地上的生活。
So tomorrow, is possibly the start of phase one of Washington State's reopening.
所以可以说明天也许就是华盛顿州可以重新开放的第一阶段。
It's going to be a slow andphased recovery.
因为这将会是一个非常漫长的一步一步的一个恢复。
A question I have for myself and for you is, what will we remember from this pandemic?
所以我向着诸位的一个问题就是，之后我们会记得这一次的流行病是什么样的情况吗？
This is an opportunity to remember our mortality.
因为这实在是一个机会让我们被提醒我们是必死的。
But also our salvation.
也提醒我们我们的救恩。
And finally our calling.
而也提醒我们我们所蒙的召。
First John 2:17.
约翰一书第二章第十七节。
Writes, and the world is passing away along with its desires, but whoever does the will of God abides forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Now that we've received salvation for the future,
我们现在所得到的救恩是为了将来。
Will we live with the eternal point of view even in the present?
那么我们现在在现在的时候是不是带着永远的眼光来活着呢？
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早安。
So thank the Lord for our brothers sharing.
为着我们弟兄的分享，我们感谢主。
It is important to have an EPOV.
是的，我们有一个永远的眼光是非常重要的。
Therefore, we should persevere.
所以我们有这样有那样的眼光，我们才能够有忍耐。
So this morning I'd like to share with you from a Bible verse. Please turn to Revelation chapter 3.
今天早晨我们要交通一些圣经节，请打开启示录第三章第十节。
So we'll read the verse 10.
我们要读第十节。
I'll read in English first and my brother will read in Chinese.
我先用英文念一遍，我的弟兄会用中文念一遍。
Because you have kept the word of my perseverance, I also will keep you from the hour of testing, that hour which is about to come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
I felt the Lord reminds me of this verse when COVID-19 pestilence became widespread in many countries and many regions.
我发现主把这句经文提醒我，当我看见新冠病毒在许多国家蔓延的时候。
In this verse, the Lord says there's an hour.That will come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
因为在这节经文里面，主讲到说，那时刻会来到，在那个时候是普天下人要受到试炼。
Now, Bible scholars believe this hour refers to the Great Tribulation.
那圣经学者同意说，在这个经文讲到时刻，就是讲那大患难的时候。
Now, even though this COVID-19 pestilence may not be part of that great tribulation, we can see it has global impact on people's life, whether it's physically or emotionally or financially.
所以虽然这次新冠病毒也许并不算是启示录讲的那个大灾难，但是我们发现这个新冠病毒也在许多人的身体上、感情上都影响了许多人。
Just like a pregnant woman that's giving birth to a child, we know the frequency and intensity of the labor pain will increase until the moment the child is born.
那正如要生产的妇人，她快要生产的时候，她的阵痛的频率跟强度呢都越来越大，直到她把孩子生下来。
Therefore, I think the Lord is reminding us that the final test will be much harder.
所以我相信主是要提醒我们，那后来的大灾难更为难过。
But thank the Lord, there's a way to avoid it.
但是感谢主，我们有一条路，我们可以避免这个将来的大灾难。
Let me use an illustration, maybe not the best, but I think this can help us to understand a little bit.
那我来用一个例子，也许不是一个最好的例子，但是希望能够帮助我们理解。
I think we all have the experience of being a student.
我想我们都曾经有机会做过学生。
Students have to take the tests to show how much they have learned.
因为学生必须要考试，能够测出他们究竟学到多少。
Suppose there's a year-long class.
我们假定说现在有一个课程是一年的时间。
And the teacher requires his students to take weekly quizseveral midterms as well as a final test, final exam, at the end of the course.
那么老师就会要求学生说每一周给他们考试，或者期中考，然后最后一个期末考。
Now some of his students passed every quiz and every midterm with high scores.
那么当然有些学生呢，也许每周的周考都考得很好，而且在期中考也考得非常好。
So when it comes to the end of the year, the teacher says, these students, they do not have to take the final exam, since they have already proved that they have learned well.
所以到学期结束前的时候，老师就说，哦，这些学，刚才讲到这些学生呢，不需要考期末考，因为他们已经证明了他们所学的都学到了。
Yeah. So that's maybe in a similar way, this is what the Lord says to the church in Philadelphia.That I will keep you from the hour of testing.
我想也许也是同样的原因，主就告诉腓拉铁菲教会刚才这句经文说，我要免去你的试炼。
Now I don't want brothers and sisters felt sad because we look at our own history, we felt a lot. So there's no way for me to avoid it.
因为我不希望弟兄姐妹觉得很难过，说想要看，想要自己检视自己的情况的时候，觉得说哦，我不太可能避免这个最后的大灾难。
Remember the Lord's gracious to us, and remember what Paul told us: that's forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead.
因为我们应当被提醒，就是主是有恩典的神，而且我们记起保罗弟兄向我们说的话，就是要忘记背后。努力面前，向着标杆直奔。
Yeah, as long as we have today, then we should reach forward to what is ahead.
只要我们还有今日，我们就当应该向前，向着标杆。
Now comes to think about the tests. Earthly tests measure our knowledge and skills.
我们现在可以想一想这个考试。地上的考试呢，就是来测试我们的能力和我们所学的。
But the heavenly tests.Examine our hearts.
但是从天上来的考试是要来测我们的心。
Now it is important to keep our hearts healthy as we fellowship with brothers and sisters last time.
因为我们上次曾交通过说，我们保持我们心里的健康是非常重要的。
Therefore, let's take a closer look at this verse and see while we examine our hearts.
所以我们来仔细看看这节经文，看看我们如何来审视我们的心。
Now there are three points I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
有三点我想要和弟兄姐妹来交通。
Now the first thing is, here the Lord says, you have kept the word of my perseverance.
因为这节经文讲到说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。
Yeah, so the first thing is about keep God's word.
所以第一件事情是讲到说遵守神的话。
Yeah, that actually shows our heart condition is what is our attitude to God's words.
因为这实在是显明我们新的状态，新的光景，我们究竟对着神的话是什么样的态度。
So please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
所以请打开申命记第八章。
We'll read verse 2 and 3.
我们要读第二节和第三节。
Again, I'll read in English first, and then my brother will read in Chinese.
我还是要用英文读一遍，之后我的弟兄用中文读一遍。
You shall remember all the way which the Lord your God has led you in the wilderness in these 40 years, that he might humble you, testing you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. He humbled you and let you be hungry,and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
申命记第八章第二节第三节，你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何。肯守他的诫命不肯，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Let's consider our hearts.
我们现在来思想一下我们心。
If my heart was arrogant, I would not have the ears to hear when the Lord speaks.
因为如果我的心是一个傲慢的光景，我就无法听到主向我说话。
If my heart was full of myself, my opinions, my agendas, my ideas, my plans.
那如果我的心是充满我自己的思虑、自己的计划、自己的想要做的事
，I will not pay attention to him and keep his words.
我就无法注意到。主也无法留心他向我说的话。
So our attitude to God's words also shows our attitude to Him.
所以我们向着主的新的态度也显乎我们向着他的态度。
Yeah, here verse 3 says that He wants to feed us the manna that you did not know, nor did your father know, that He might make you know.
因为第三节有讲到说，神是将我们列祖和我们所不认识的玛拿赐给我们吃。
Yeah. So in other words, our Lord wants to have a direct personal relationship with each of us.
换句话说呢，主耶稣向着我们每一个人，他希望有一个很直接的第一手的关系。
Yeah, he wants to give us Rhema.
因为他是要把他的话语赐给我们。
Yeah, he wants to give us a personal message to comfort us, to nourish us.
因为他向着我们每个人都是说很亲密个人的话，想要来安慰我们，来建造我们。
But if our hearts were occupied with things other than the Lord Himself, we would not have the hunger to receive the bread of life.
所以，如果我们心是被其他的事物所充满的时候，我们就对主的话也没有那个渴慕的感觉。
So this is the first thing that we need to examine our heart is what is my attitude to God's word.
所以我们第一件事需要省察我们自己的心，就是要看我们是否对神的话有注意、有留心。
So there's another verse I'd like to share with you, that is Psalm 139, verse 23 to 24.
那有另外的经节，我想要弟兄姐妹分享的是诗篇139篇23节和24节。
Here the author says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts.And see if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试验我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
So this author has the wisdom to ask the Lord to search and to test his heart.
所以这个诗篇的作者呢，他有这样的智慧，他说求神来鉴察他。
So we should do the same as well.
所以我们应该也这样行。
If our hearts are being tested by the Lord daily, we don't have to take the final test.
所以如果我们的心思每天都被主所试炼的话，我们就可以免去那将来的大审判。
The second point is perseverance.
那第二点就是忍耐。
So here the Lord says, you have kept the word of my perseverance.
因为这里主耶稣有讲到说，你既遵守我忍耐的道。
Yeah, so perseverance is a very important thing in this phrase.
所以在这些经文里面，忍耐是非常重要的一个话。
Perseverance means to remain under the affliction or hardship with the hope of a better future.
所以忍耐就是说，当我们经历困难、经历试炼的时候，但是因着我们有盼望，所以就能够经历这些。
Yeah, so it is a positive attitude. It's not just say, well, okay, I can't avoid it, so let me just take it. So that's negative, right?
事实上，这是一个积极的意思，而不是很消极的说，哦，因为困难来了、试炼来了，我就接受吧。
Yeah. So our natural inclination is to run away from hardship.
因为我们天然的一个倾向呢，就是要逃避、躲避这些灾难。
But the Lord's thoughts are thoughts of peace.
但是主所赐的意念是平安的意念。
Yeah. Not to harm us, but to train us and to prosper us through hardship.
因为主要借着这些试炼，并不是要来伤害我们，乃是要来
Train us.
那是要来训练我们。
So this is let's take a look at a few verses that will help us to understand better.
我们也再来看几节经文，能够帮助我们更明白这一点。
First, let's turn to Luke chapter 8. We'll read verse 15.
我们来打开路加福音第八章，我们读第十五节。
Now we know that the Lord talked about the parable of the sowing of the seeds in this chapter.
因为我们知道在这一章主讲到说那种子和土地的事。
And then in verse 15 says, But the seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart, and hold it fast, and bear fruit with perseverance.
那落在好土里的就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。
Yeah, so we all know the Lord talk about this parable.
因为我们都知道主讲了这个比喻。
And we all pray that we have our hearts is the good soil to receive His words.
我们也都祷告说我们的心能够是好土，能够承受主的话。
But here the Lord gave us a little more detail. Not only that the seed needs to fall into the good soil, but it takes perseverance for the seed to grow and even to the point to bear fruit.
但是主在这些经节里面又给我们更多的一个详细的细节，就是告诉我们不仅那要落在好种子要落在好土里，而且我们要有这个忍耐，要有这个忍耐的心来好叫这个种子能够长大结实。
Yeah, it takes time for all these to happen.
因为我们知道要能够结果子是需要时间的。
So it requires perseverance to not give up growth and deep in temptation or harsh environment.
所以在这段时间，这漫长时间里面是需要忍耐。不像这个世界的诱惑来个降服在世界诱惑里面。
Yeah. And another verse, please turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们另外一节经文是罗马书第五章。
Yeah, we'll read the verse 3 and 4.
我们要读第三节和第四节。
And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance.And the perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope.
不但如此，在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And also the same book, chapter 8, we'll read verse 25.
同样罗马书，我们翻到第八章，读第二十五节。
But if we hope for that we do not see, with perseverance, we wait eagerly for it.
但我们若盼望那所不见的，就必忍耐等候。
So perseverance will produce character.
所以忍耐可以生老练。
性格。
或是说性格。
Yeah. So this is really important for us.
因为这实在对我们也是非常重要的。
And then also that tells us it doesn't happen immediately.
那也告诉我们说这个产生是不是立即的。
Yeah, you know that how it really takes a long time for a character to be built in a person.
因为我们知道一个人性格的养成呢是需要一段很长的时间。
It may not be seen quickly.
也许并不是很快就可以看见果效。
But we know this is the work of God.
但是我们知道这却是神的工作。
And he will accomplish it as we persevere.
只要我们能够忍耐，神就能够完成这个工作。
And how you, brothers and sisters may ask, then how can we have perseverance?
那弟兄姐妹或许会问说，那我们怎么样能够有忍耐呢？
And so actually, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 give us the answer.
但事实上希伯来书第十二章第一节和第二节给我们这个答案。
Please turn to Hebrews and let's read together.
我们好不好一起打开希伯来书，我们一起来读。
So chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章第一节和第二节。
Fixing our, I'm sorry, 1 and 2, yeah. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses,Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
希伯来书十二章第一节和第二节，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，诚心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
So the author of Hebrews says very clearly, the only way for us is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以希伯来书作者非常清楚地告诉我们，唯一的方法就是要仰望耶稣基督。
Yeah, so even in verse 3, even though we didn't read verse 3, there says that we should consider him.
那么我们虽然没有读第三节，但是第三节那里讲到说，我们当思想耶稣。
So that as we consider him, we see how he endured.
因为当我们思想耶稣的时候，我们看见他是如何的忍耐。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross.
因为他忍受了十字架的苦难，他因为看那摆在前面的喜乐，就忍受了十字架的苦难。
Yeah. So and then you see that then. And he despised the shame and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
所以主耶稣轻看了羞辱，就能够坐在神宝座的右边。
So for this is the same for us. As we fix our eyes on Jesus, as we see he is our goal, then we also we see the joy set before us.
我们应当如此，因为看见主耶稣就是我们的目标，我们就可以也看到摆在前面的喜乐。
Yeah, so then we can also endure the cross, we can and despise the shame, and then at the very end, we shall enjoy glory with him.
那我们也就可以忍受十字架，也可以轻看羞辱，那最终呢，就可以一起与主耶稣得到喜乐。
So the second thing about perseverance, again, when we examine our hearts, we need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
所以呢，有关忍耐这个事情，就是当我们检查我们的心的时候，我们要当然仰望耶稣基督。
The third point is to love one another.
那第三件事情我要交通的就是要彼此相爱。
So please turn to Revelation. We're back to Revelation chapter 1.
我们好不好再回到启示录第一章，再读第九节。
Yeah, so here in Revelation chapter 1 verse 9, John says, I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and the kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus.
这里约翰讲到说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄和你们在耶稣的患难、国度和忍耐里一同有份。
Yeah, so the first part of verse 9.
这就是第九节里面前半部。
All these three, the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance are in Jesus.
我们知道这三部分就是患难、国度和忍耐都是在主耶稣里面。
And we all share together.
而我们都与他在这里面一同有份。
How do we share that?
我们怎么与他一同有份呢?
We share the tribulation today.
因为我们在今天与他一同有份于这患难里。
We share the kingdom and glory in the future.
因为我们在将来要和他一同有份于那国度里。
And we share the perseverance in between.
而我们在这其中呢，我们和他一同有份在这个忍耐的道。
That is the brotherhood.
这就是弟兄。弟兄的关系。
What we are going through, maybe personal or maybe just within our immediate family.
也许当我们经历这些事情，也许是我们个人或者是我们的至近的亲属。
But the spiritual effect is far beyond.
但是我们看见这属灵带出来的果效是超过我们所能想象的。
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12:26 says so.
因为保罗在哥林多前书12章26节这样说。
He says, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it.
因为他那里讲到说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦。
If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it.
若一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Yeah, love binds us together.
因为爱把我们聚在，把我们连结在一起。
That we truly have a life relationship.
因为我们的关系是一个爱的关系。
So, and then we see this love is not an easy thing.
那我们看见爱并不是一件简单的事。
Love requires patience as well.
因为我们知道爱是需要忍耐的。
Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, Paul says, love is long-suffering.
因为我们记得在哥林多前书13章那里，保罗有说爱是恒久忍耐。
Yeah. So it takes the Lord's long-suffering to transform us.
因为实在是因为主的恒久忍耐来改变了我们。
So likewise, it requires us to have patience to wait for the Lord's transformation in those who love.
所以也同样的，我们需要有忍耐，好叫主能够来改变我们。
In those we will love, so as not only in ourselves, but in the one that we learn to love.
所以我们也在我们学习要爱的人身上呢，借着忍耐来学习怎么爱他们。
So, well, I think this is really important. Paul reminds us, love is the bind of all the virtues.
因为我们知道，保罗提醒我们说，爱是联络全德的。
Without love, all the other lessons that we learn will lose its value.
因为若是没有爱，我们所学习的所有的功课都没有价值。
I think this is how the Lord gave the command to his disciples on the night that he was betrayed. The first thing is that he gave us a new command that we should love one another.
因为当主耶稣基督被卖的那一夜，他给我们一个命令，就是要彼此相爱。
So let us learn to love one another.
所以让我们学习来彼此相爱。
This is the third point in our when we examine our hearts.
因为这是当我们检查我们自己新的光景的时候，这是第三点我们要注意的。
And we know that we cannot love one another by our nature.
因为我们也清楚说，我们靠着我们天然的性格，不可能彼此相爱。
It's only because He loved us first.
也真正我们可以爱，是因为主先爱了我们。
Yeah, so we love one another.
所以我们能够彼此相爱。
So we should pray that His love fill our hearts.
所以我们应该祷告，让主的爱来充满我们的心。
And then we can love one another.
那我们就能够彼此相爱。
At the very end, I'd like to share with you of one verse I memorized this morning.
最后呢，我想要和弟兄姐妹分享一节经文，是我今天早晨所背诵的。
Psalm 27, verse 14.
是27篇第14节。
Psalm 27, verse 14.
27篇第14节。
Wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage.Wait for the Lord.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Yeah, let's read that one more time.
我们再读一遍。
Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
要等候耶和华，当壮胆，坚固你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
The Lord is very near to us. May all of us be comforted.And be encouraged by His words.
主实在是很靠近我们，愿我们都因着他的话得着安慰。
Let's pray.
我们一起有点祷告。
Father, we thank you for you love us so much.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为你实在爱我们。
What a blessing and what assurance we have received in Christ.
因为我们在基督里面所得到是何等的福气。
So Lord, again we commit ourselves and all the brothers and sisters into your Holy hands.
主啊，我们再把我们自己，把我们的弟兄姐妹交托在你的圣手里。
We thank you, Lord, that you are our good Lord, good Shepherd. You're the head of the church.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是好牧人，你是来牧养教会的。
Lord, we trust that you start a good work in us, and you will bring us to the very end, the completion of your work.
主啊，我们深信你既动了这善功，你就必定完成这善功。
Lord, we long for your coming.
主啊，我们实在渴慕你的再来。
And we pray, Lord, while we are on the earth, help us to persevere.
主啊，我们祷告，当我们还在世上的时候，你能够帮助我们能够忍耐。
Daily, Lord, we pray that you search our heart and test.
我们每天祷告，你能够鉴察我们的心思，试验我们。
Help us and lead us onto the path of righteousness.
帮助我们，引领我们走到公义的道路上。
Draw us near to you, Lord, and help us to fix our eyes on Jesus.
主啊，引领我们来亲近你，让我们能够定睛在你的身上。
We thank you, Lord, for the precious, for the wonderful Lord we have.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你实在是我们宝贵可爱的救主。
Again, we give you all the thanks in Jesus' precious name.
主啊，我们再把感谢献给你，我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 好，我们实在感谢主。
We truly thank the Lord.
好，在这个疫情的时候，我们仍然能够和弟兄姐妹一起相聚。
That during this pandemic, we can still meet together with brothers and sisters.
因为我们感谢主，因为他是灵。
We thank the Lord because He is Spirit.
所以他无处不在。
So He is not, He is everywhere.
所以我们虽然在不同的地方。
So though we are in different places,
但我们深信主真是摸着每一位弟兄姊妹的心。
We trust that He has touched every brother and sister's hearts.
我们也感谢主今天早晨借着两位弟兄向我们说话。
We thank the Lord that He has spoken to us through our brothers.
好，我们祷告，愿我们把这些话继续来反复思想。
We pray that we may be able to reflect on these words.
好，我们可以真实把主的话深深地印在我们心里面。
That the words of the Lord may be imprinted on our hearts.
好，我们也可以能够在我们日常生活里面行出来。
That in our daily lives we can manifest it.
好，我们也感谢主，在这一段期间，我们弟兄姐妹也彼此有关心，有交通。
We thank the Lord that during this time that brothers and sisters have mutual compassion and fellowship.
我们仍然请弟兄姐妹多多关心，如果你有认识的弟兄姐妹没有经常性的上网聚会的话。
We want to encourage brothers and sisters if you know of those around us who have not been able to join us for our online meetings.
可以给他们一个电话告诉他们我们在网上这些信息。
We give them a call and remind them that our messages are online.
我们也提醒弟兄姐妹，我们周二的祷告聚会、周五的读经聚会也都是在网上有。
And we want to remind brothers and sisters that our prayer meeting on Tuesdays and our Bible studies on Fridays are also online.
所以我们真是不知道因为外在环境的限制我们与主的交通。
So we don't let the outside surroundings prevent us from being able to meet together.
好，我们请弟兄姐妹为着下个主日的信息是孙弟兄分享和孙家荣弟兄翻译，这两位弟兄服事，我们请弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念。
And we also want to remind brothers and sisters to pray for next Sunday's message. Brother Sun and Ben will be sharing and interpreting.
我们也请弟兄姐妹可以来常常上我们聚会的网站。
We also want to encourage brothers and sisters to visit our website.
上面每一周有固定的信息的更新，请弟兄姐妹留心。
The messages are posted there for your perusal.
我们也请弟兄姐妹纪念我们年长的张姊妹的家人。
We also want to remind brothers and sisters to pray for our sister Zhang's family.
我们年长姊妹已经安息主怀。
She has passed away.
我们也因为这个病情的关系，所以没有任何的安息聚会。
Because of the pandemic, we haven't been able to have a memorial service.
但是如果弟兄姐妹想要表达一些对我们年长姊妹的思念
，But if you wish to express your condolences,
你可以到他们所设立一个网站上，这个网站的连结在我们聚会的网站上有。
They did create a website. The link is on the church website.
我们弟兄姐妹可以去看一看。
And you can take a look at the memorial website.
好，我们今天的报告和主日的讯息，主日聚会停在这里。
Our announcements and our meeting will end now.
好，愿主赐各位弟兄姐妹平安。
May the Lord give each one of you peace.
好，再见。
Take care.